Joining us now in the Ticket Hotline is the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. We say good morning to Jason Kidd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great. Thanks for the time. I know this is a busy time of year for you.
Well, no, it's not really that busy. I mean, it's just more that we're just doing a lot of things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, including the draft, and it's pretty amazing. You had the 10th overall pick. You turned that into three players. It's like you just took care of three birds with one stone.
Well, I don't think I could kill even one bird with one stone, much less two or three birds with one stone. I mean, you're like, you're talking about like you use a stone to kill a bird, and then after that first bird is dead, then you pick up the stone again.
Well, not,
and wait for the second bird to get off the train or out of the cab or something, and then you pass by your hiding location, you kill that second one with the stone.
I mean, no, it's just a sports cliche.
Use a stone to kill a bird in the first place? I mean, I'd probably use like a 12 gauge, or maybe if it was Big Bird, I would use a 13 gauge or something. But I don't really have any interest in killing birds, basketball or otherwise.
Yeah, okay, understand.
Fair enough, I guess.
If we can focus more on basketball, we've heard that you guys are going to be very, very aggressive when it comes to free agency, whatever you can find out there starting tomorrow. So is it safe to say the gloves are off?
Well, I think it is not only safe, but pretty accurate to say that. I mean, as I look at my hands, I realize that you're correct in that the gloves are off my hands right now. But I also have to say that I haven't worn gloves in a long time, so not sure what gloves you're talking about, but the last time I wore gloves, I was doing surgery on a goose that I hit in a road one time, and I had to perform a life-saving organ transplant on him. So,
what?
Yeah, but he didn't make it because the Hammond B3 was like twice the size of his goose body, so I could barely sew him up afterwards.
That kind of organ.
That, and it ruined the organ, so it never really worked again. So we had to stop playing Surfing USA and White as Shade of Pale in our set list.
Well, that is a really weird story, but and not really what I meant by...
But it's a quality organ that you came up with there, I will say that. Okay, so part of your plan moving forward is either you're going to have Kyrie or not. There's a lot of scrutiny with this among fans, and I'm sure you're ready to hear from the Monday morning quarterbacks out there.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that the fans or even I'm not doing any Monday morning quarterbacking for sure. I mean, first of all, it's like Wednesday or something, so how could I be Monday morning quarterbacking
it's Thursday.
If it's Wednesday or something? I mean, and the last time I checked, we played basketball. I don't know if you're aware of that. But
well, yeah,
George.
And I checked like 16 or 17 days ago on that, and yeah, we're still playing basketball. So I check every once in a while, and basketball doesn't have a quarterback, so how could we be quarterbacking if we don't even have that position?
Yeah, George.
I shouldn't have used that phrase.
I recommend you do a little research on your days of the week and non-football positions before you interview a coach like me with freaky green alien eyes.
I'd like to apologize for George, Coach. He hasn't been doing his homework on that. Visiting with Mavs head coach Jason Kidd. By the way, it's been rumored that Jeff Van Gundy has thrown his hat into the ring to become your assistant. Is that true?
Well, I don't think Jeff Van Gundy wears a hat. I mean, he's balding, but I don't think he's covering up that fact with a hat. I mean, then again, maybe if he did wear a hat, like a bowler or a beret or a derby or a Garrison or a pith helmet or deerstalker or little brim or fez or coonskin or pillbox hat, or maybe you're thinking of a turban or a kepi.
No,
or a sailor, no. Or a visor, or a Garrison,
just about every kind of hat,
or a conical, or maybe just like a top hat or something. I mean, maybe he owns those, if that's what you're implying. But
no, that wasn't.
The only thing I've ever seen him wear is one time he was walking around a locker room wearing a chef's hat, but I mean, maybe that's the one he threw into the ring, but I don't
hear
really
more
know
about that.
What kind of midway game you're talking about throwing hats through rings? I mean, that's just weird.
Oh man. Well, I guess we'll just wish you good luck in free agency and talk to you on the other side of it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I know that I've said a lot of dumb things in the last 5 minutes, and I'd like to apologize for half of them.
Okay. All right, Coach, we'll see you. There he goes.